Section, the problem. While working with iGen's tensor module, I hit a hang. A division operation on a tensor U in 128 value never returned. No crash, no error, just a thread burning 100% CPU forever. Any dividend with bit 127 set would trigger it. That includes UINT128max/1, UINT128max/3, and any large tensor index computation that happened to cross the 2 to the 127th boundary. Section, tracing the bug. iGen implements tensor UINT128 as a pair of UINT64 values, high and low, for platforms that lack native 128-bit integer support. The division operator uses binary long division, repeatedly doubling the divisor to find the largest power of 2 multiple that fits within the dividend, then subtracting downward. Here's the buggy code. The loop doubles D each iteration, searching for the point where D exceeds LHS. The problem, what happens when D is already using the high bit? Say D.high is 0x80000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 127 set. The next D equals D plus D overflows the 128-bit representation. The result wraps around to a small value. Now LHS equals D is true again, and again, and again, forever. There's no overflow detection. The unsigned addition just wraps, and the loop condition never becomes false. The TMP variable made this harder to spot during code review. It participates in subtractions inside the loop, but serves no purpose in the first phase of the algorithm. It's dead computation that obscures the real logic. Section, the fix. One line of overflow detection before the doubling. If the high bit of D.high is already set, the next doubling would overflow. We break out of the loop instead. The second phase of the algorithm, the subtraction loop that walks power 2 and D back down via right shifts, handles this case correctly without any changes. The dead TMP computation in the first loop was also removed. It was computing LHS, D, D, D. But the result was immediately overwritten after the loop with TMP equals tensor UINT128. UINT64, LHS.high, LHS.low. Pure waste. Section, regression tests. 3 cases that cover the boundary. All 7 subtests pass with GCC 15.2.0 under C, +20. Section, why this went unnoticed. Tensor UINT128 exists as a fallback for platforms without __int128. Most x86-64 toolchains provide native 128-bit integers, so this code path is rarely exercised. On platforms that do use it, some embedded targets, Microsoft Visual C++, older compilers, workloads may not have produced dividends above 2 to the 127th. The bug has been present since the division operator was written. It's the kind of defect that lurks for years until someone's tensor dimensions or index computations happen to produce a large enough value. Section, takeaways. 1. Unsigned integer overflow is silent. There's no trap, no exception, no undefined behavior. The value just wraps. In a loop that doubles a value, this turns a terminating algorithm into an infinite one. 2. Check overflow before it happens, not after. Testing D.high, 63 before D equals D plus D, is the only reliable way. After the addition, the evidence of overflow is gone. 3. Dead code in algorithms obscures bugs. The unused TMP computation in the first loop added visual noise that made the missing overflow check harder to spot during review. 4. Fallback code paths need the same test coverage as primary ones. If your codebase has a software implementation behind a hardware-accelerated fast path, the slow path needs its own edge case tests, especially at numeric boundaries. Fixing GCC false positive warnings in iGen. How GCC's fill underscore and silently regressed iGen's auto diffscaler performance.